You are now tuned in to Mind Games Uncut Radio with your host, The Maze.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Mind Games Uncut Radio. It's your host, D-Maze. We in the building. It is 9:26 p.m. in ATL. Hope everybody's doing well. Don't mind. Can't believe I messed up. But we here, y'all. We here. And yes, it's Thursday, so I decided to do this short one for y'all. I know how some of just do Mondays, but I did tell y'all, if I got time on Thursdays, I do it. But this is not going to be long. We're going to talk about your boy, Elon Musk, and the Neuralink. FDA have approved Neuralink. So it's about to go down. It's about to have human cyborgs. But anyway, before we get started, we're going to go into a small commercial break. And, you know, we will be right back.
Greetings, everyone. The Good Morning from Africa Town Los Angeles crew wants to end the month of May with a bang. With Juneteenth approaching, we want to celebrate Black excellence all month long. That's why we're offering 10 free advertising slots to Black business owners across the United States. That's right. We will run your business ad once a week for the month of June for free. Just go to www.gmfatla.com before Saturday, June 3rd, 2023, and find out how you can take advantage of this promo today.
We're back. Tonight's episode is sponsored by BatterUp.com. BatterUp.com is BatterUp. Yes, two P's, BatterUp.com. You can go to Amazon, type in BatterUp.com. They got some of the best batter for fish, chicken, and other meats. BatterUp.com. Yeah. All right, y'all, let's get into it. Let me see. Let's find it. Here we go. Wow. All right, y'all, let's cut this and let's get into it, and we'll break it down. Y'all know how we do. Here we go.
Elon Musk's Neuralink announcing it received FDA approval for its first in-human clinical trial, meaning that it will be able to test its implant in people's brains. Anjali Kamlani is here with the details. Anj, what do we need to know? Obviously, a massive milestone here for the company.
That's right. It is a huge milestone. They're finally, after four guesses and attempts by Mr. Musk, as well as a failed or rejected filing last year, the company is finally able to move forward in its human trials. Now, this is just the first step, as we know, and they did let us know by Twitter, of course, yesterday, saying in a tweet that they have received the approval, which is the first step, and that recruitment has not yet begun for the trial, and they'll be giving out more information later. So this is literally all we know right now about where that stands. We do know that, of course, the company has faced a lot of pushback in the form of regulatory inquiries from the U.S. Department of Agriculture looking into how it dealt with the animals that it used for the initial, you know, animal trials as well.
Yeah, the animal trials are over. It's about to be the human trial. Let me tell y'all something, man. First of all, yeah, Elon Musk is a mad scientist. Y'all know I always say that, right? But you think, who you think he getting his backing from? The damn government. The government is pushing this. And even with the Tesla shit, all of this, the government is backing this guy. You know what I'm saying? You know, George Soros is like, was one of the top investors in Tesla. See, I think he pulled out because him and Elon Musk is beefing right now. But this right here is, listen, y'all, welcome to Bizarro World. Let's continue.
As well as the Department of Transportation on whether or not they transported properly pathogens that were used in monkeys, as well as the as well as Congress urging for regulators to investigate the experiments and how quickly they came to be. Some reports suggesting that it was added additional pressure and discomfort for these animals.
Let me tell you something. They're not worried about them damn animals. They just approved it. The FDA just approved this, so they saying that they're not gonna, unless PETA or somebody like that is gonna come out and protest, but they don't give a damn. Stop it.
Because of the pace at which the company was trying to get to these human trials, so a lot to wait and see on how this moves forward, how many people will be enrolled or allowed to be enrolled in the trials, and whether or not the company will look to the NIH and the government for assistance with these trials. We know that they have already rejected any additional, you know, animal level trial help, so it'll be interesting to see how that.
Yeah, because they don't need animals anymore, because they're finna start human trials. Man, listen, some of these people are crazy. Like, you know, listen, all right, man, let me just finish this off.
How that pans out.
Yeah, Anjali, this is a fascinating space, and certainly Neuralink, not the only one that's been competing. Of course, we know researchers for years have been testing the potential of implantation in brains, but this is a big step for Neuralink specifically. What's the next step for the company?
That's right. And to your point about the competitors, there are a lot, including major medical device company Medtronic. So there are some other players in the space, some that have already gotten to the clinical trial milestone first. So definitely
Wow. See, y'all be thinking it's just Elon Musk. It's other people involved in this thing. They just said they already did their clinical trials. So, yeah, it's happening, y'all.
Competitive already, especially to the level that Neuralink can, you know, feasibly get to right now. I know there have been a lot of promises about being able to blind people see, help those who are paralyzed move again.
And my fault interrupting, but I was gonna get into that a little later. But yeah, a lot of people talking about they ain't gonna stick no chip in my brain. That's a damn lie. You know why? Because if you were used to walking and seeing, and they got a chip they can put in your brain, make you see again and walk again, your ass gonna take that goddamn chip to the brain.
You know, be able to talk by text. So there are different levels at which this could potentially get to. But as of right now, the most basic one is helping with that text portion. And that's what the company is focused on. So as it stands right now, definitely more of the short term goals to focus on and making sure that they get to the recruitment phase of that trial. So that's.
Yeah, man, let me tell y'all something. That shit is crazy. Hey, man, look. Hey, y'all. Hold on, my phone, turn down. Listen. These people know exactly. They know exactly what they're doing. This was going to get passed anyway. They just had to get the little kinks and shit out first, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, let's go into the, let me see. Hold on, let me go. Let's read these comments. Y'all know how we do. You know what I'm saying? Let's go into the comments. Hold on, where we at? Hold on, y'all. I'm trying to find a. Where we at? Okay. Give me a link. Let's go. Hold on before we. It's crazy, y'all. Oh, yeah, I know we're going to have a lot of comments because people are like, man, I'm telling you, some people are going to take it. I don't care what nobody say.
Hi, it's Mimi from Mimi Cares Personal Care. We are currently accepting new clients. A few benefits of Mimi Cares is that we are affordable. We help the client become more comfortable at home with personal one-on-one care. Services that we provide is skilled and non-skilled nursing, companion care, COVID care, assistance with meals and nutrition, and some transportation services. You can reach us at mimicarespersonal.org. The office phone is 678-973-9782. Again, mimicarespersonal.org. Thank you.
Yeah, so let's read these comments. Let me see. Okay. Somebody said, let me say too long. If AI is utilized in any way, shape, or form, we should be worried. But still, the Neuralink could be good or bad, really bad. Yeah. I'm telling you, people gonna take it. Musk gets it first. Okay, yeah. Man, I think Elon Musk is a damn cyborg. I have admired and appreciated this man for years, and now I find myself sorely disappointed, angered, confused, and repulsed by his recent actions. Are you serious? Get the fuck out of here. Okay. Somebody said Elon Musk's fame and wealth, 2023. Those who wish to be not forgotten just days after they're dead and gone must share such things worth remembering. Okay, let's continue this. Or commit acts worth passing on. Let's see what the hell. Okay, we think highly of those who create goodness and beauty around them, but those who squander their lives away, our prediction for them are grim. The fame of people should always be estimated by the means they used. It's human breath that promotes most fame, often unwholesome and abused. All right, now this ain't too damn okay. The perfume of good deeds projects fame, performed by those with great passion, not by persons in corrupt temples, whose honesty they must ration. Okay, let no one fall victim to their surplus wealth, for when it explains, they'll find they've lost their health. All wealth either serves or governs its holder, as we strive where life crosses on our shoulder. By Tom Zart. Okay. I guess I get it. Somebody said, this is madness. People are going to die. No system is hack-proof. What will happen when it gets hacked? I guess somebody going to find out. Somebody said, hell yeah, finally. Damn, I told you people going to want... That's what I tell y'all. People gonna want this damn chip. Somebody said red pill or blue pill. I like that. Matrix. Somebody said, but what about longevity and the practical immortality? Superior boost to immunity and illness. Neuralink could beat it. Probably not in injury, though. But still, what are we looking at here? Like, let's see, old age and illness. I don't know. Somebody said, dad, take care of me. No, what the hell? Okay, somebody on him. Somebody trolling. Yeah, man. Hey, y'all. I don't know what to say, man. But I tell you this. A lot of people going to take that chip. They say you can even text. Using your brain to text. Using Neuralink. That's crazy as hell, y'all. So what say you? I mean, y'all, if you was blind, would you put the chip in your brain? If you was paralyzed, I guarantee you 90% of y'all in here would do it. I was chatting with some guys the other day, and they all agreed. I'll take it. If I can't walk, what in the hell you got to lose? You're already paralyzed. Stop saying what you're not going to damn do. A lot of y'all say y'all going to use no self-checkout, but look at everybody using self-checkout now. Everybody talking about, oh, man, fuck the metaverse. Guess what? People are in the metaverse. That metaverse is happening, y'all. It just take time. And cyborgs gonna be walking around here if they ain't already walking around here. You know what I'm saying? Folks gonna be, I'm telling you, this is gonna happen. They have approved it. They knew they were gonna approve it. Now it's time to go to the next step. But anyway, y'all, let me get my ass up out of here. I'm out of here. Peace.